You got till this podcast is over, bro. We done.
I literally have to be somewhere at 6:30.
You got the Diddy party to go to. Come on.
Okay. That's
Can't be late to that.
Hey, bro. I think he got a house in Philly. Yes, he got a house in Philly.
New location is in the Bahamas now.
No, bro.
Hey, Meek Mill might be there, bro. Did you see the Andrew Schultz shit? Yes. I think he was doing a show in Madison Square Garden. He talked about Diddy. He was like, yeah, not all of New York is filled with rapists, pedophiles, and murderers. That's just a small section in Diddy's house.
It wasn't New York.
That was L.A.
That was LA. Oh, my fault. My fault. I thought that was New York. I didn't know. They didn't say the city's location. So I just assumed.
He said Los Angeles.
He did, bro. Bringing up funny stuff, but then you miss one detail and it throws me off. It sucks.
Nigga, he got houses in LA in New York, so it doesn't matter.
It's okay. You been to him? You're trying, Josh.
No, I know
you are.
Sam,
you know what the niggas said? They said if we got a basketball and then go in his property, it ain't no basketball anymore. You know what that should remind me of? The Sandlot. When he had the baseball and it was that dog in the yard, it was like, ain't no ball no more.
So as soon as the ball going Diddy Long, like, yeah, that's not us no more, bro.
Yeah, y'all remember Monster's House?
Yeah.
That's what it reminded me of.
So he was like, yo, imagine busting to Diddy's house. You just see Diddy butt naked and Big Bell on his lap. I was like, hey, yo, me gonna fuck you up, bro. Me gonna fuck you up.
That's the second time he's
done that. Bro, me gonna fuck him up. The first one, Meek, like, I was like, all right, that was funny. Nah, me gonna be like, all right, I'm about to fuck you up, nigga.
Meek not gonna do nothing, bro.
Probably not. But then he said, yo, imagine trying to, they say, yeah, imagine you see that, then you try to escape and the door's locked on some salt shit. This is the best part. He dropped the music of, Bad Boys for Life, like, burr, burr, dun, dun. Yeah. He's like, you ain't go nowhere. Your ass is mine tonight. I was like, yo, duh, that shit. Andrew Schultz is slowly climbing up there to one of my top tier comedians, bro.
Hey, man, I saw him live. He funny.
Like, he one of those comedians I might have to go see live. Like, that nigga funny.
I don't know when you're going to see him now, but.
Oh, whenever he announces next tour. You know, whenever.
Okay, in what, two years?
I guess, yeah. What's wrong with that? Damn. I might be able to build up some more cash for that. Shit. Why are you pocket watching?
My bad, bro. Hey, let's get to it. Yo, No. I'm moving past it. Okay. I'm growing, I'm being a bigger person.
Accountability. Word of the year.
Accountability. But we've been going for like a whole month. You want to tell the people why we've been going, Josh?
Why have we been gone? I don't even know.
Because niggas ain't shit. That's why. Niggas.
Ain't you one of them?
Sam will be one of them. I know that.
It's the nigga in the room with us right now.
No. And his camera not on, audience. His camera's not
on. It's not me. I have literally said multiple times, hey, guys, when are you free to pod? Oh, you know, man.
Niggas like, yeah, I'm free, but you got to catch me after 11, but before 5 p.m.
Hey. All right, when can we pry, yo? I'm free Sunday at 8.
8 p.m. Like, hey, or can we do Saturday 8 a.m.? Like, we got to really wake up that. Like, I can do it, but, like, niggas really don't want to wake up that early to do a podcast. Like, 11. Hey, well, we can't do 11 because I'm trying to go to the gym.
Hey, Friday.
Also, even though I got to go to the gym, I have a gym in my apartment that I just don't use at all, which would save me a lot of time if I just do that. No, we have to balance a nigga's schedule every
niggas that really go to the gym understand it's not the same unless you go to a real gym.
Trayvon, okay, go ahead.
I don't go to a gym.
Go ahead.
No, I mean,
you went on a gym date with him, so you would know better than any of us.
What?
Whoa.
Rephrase that, please. We are not doing that again.
I mean, that's not your gym. I thought y'all was your rival. Your gym partner.
He is my rival, but like I'm above him. But there's
different guys. It's been a whole month. Can we please? We are not doing this again for this.
Doing these allegations.
Anyway, hey, we happy to be back. You know, it's been a while.
Yes.
I miss it. I'm really excited for
this. I tweeted this out. Like, I was very excited to do today's episode.
Then they get Trayvon looking kind of suspicious.
Sus?
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
then nigga got a gun to his head.
Name 5 Birdman songs right now.
Hey, I'm dead, bro.
Five Corey Gunn verses. Go, nigga.
Name three Big Sean songs.
Overtime.
Okay.
Blessings. Is that one?
Yeah, I think yes.
He's making up names.
Go ahead. You got two.
I'm making it out, bro. I'm not going to lie.
You are such a fucking hater on this man.
I'm not.
You can't but name three Big Sean songs.
I can't.
Name. Never mind. Fuck it. At this point,
I can't name three Matango songs, so it's okay.
That's cool.
That's not your bag. That's not your bag, though. So.
Yeah, it's not your bag.
Anyway, let's just get to it. Welcome back to a brand new edition of Afro Anime. Welcome to the first episode of April. Actually, where are we at? Or in April. Yeah, first episode of April. What do you guys want to start with? There's a lot to talk about. A lot of finished anime. Music has been going crazy. You know what? Let's just stick with that. Let's just start with the rap war. We got Kendrick.
Let's not spend too much time on it, though.
Kendrick.
These niggas is rapping, bro.
We got Kendrick, K. Dot Lamar. And then we got versus Cole and some nigga named Aubrey. Yeah, this is like, I'm just saying Cole gonna have to carry this battle, bro. So
hey, all I'm gonna say is that, you know, maybe there was some confusion. Like, I don't know if Cole was counting Section 80 as an album or not, but to sit there and call it the Pimp a Butterfly ass.
He didn't call it ass. He said niggas put niggas to sleep, which is
I'm one of the biggest Cole fans out there, and I heard it and I said, reverse.
I'm just saying, like, when you, but he's not okay. Let's start from the beginning real quick. We got the rap civil war. Fuck the big three. It's a big me. That was said by AKA King K. Dot Lamar on Metro Boomin's and Future's album. Cole then responded with a surprise drop. I think it was an album or an EP. Friday morning. With I might delete this later. And obviously he had a couple disses in there, but the one biggest that everybody's talking about is 7 minutes later or something like that.
Bro, you know my biggest gripe with that shit?
What's the
biggest gripe? Is that Cole does stuff where he's like, yeah, man, like apparently 7 minutes, like that 7 minute drill is because he wrote the song in 7 minutes.
Yeah, 7 minute drill. Yeah, that's what.
Yeah, it's because he wrote it in 7 minutes, and I'm like, nigga, you can tell.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, nah.
Apparently that's what it's supposed to mean, but like, I can tell.
I'm not gonna lie. I looked at him like 7 minute drill. It's only 3 minutes. So what's
yeah?
What happened?
That nigga took it too literal. Trayvon took that shit way too literal.
I was so confused.
But nah. If you haven't listened to Might Delete later, definitely go check it out. I'm expecting a Kendrick clap back eventually, sometime soon. But 7 minute drill. Yeah, that's the one everybody got everybody talking because Cole mentioned really dissed Kendrick on his albums. I'm gonna paraphrase. First one was a classic. Last one was what did he say about Big Stepper? I forgot.
Damn, wasn't your best shit or some shit like that.
Yeah, it wasn't your best. Second, put niggas to sleep. In the third, which was Damn, which are prime. And that's where I caught up. Yada yada yada. I'm paraphrasing, audience. You can just
and that's where I go.
Okay, where do you go? At? Is it that I caught up to you,
The whole "To Pimp a Butterfly" is a snoot. Like, don't do that.
It's but Mo. I'm just look at it from his standpoint. And the standpoint, I think, when he took it is hang on. From he took it is when it first dropped. It wasn't a well received album. Now it's well received because we had time to process it.
It wasn't well received to you.
No, it wasn't well received to many people. It wasn't just me. I wasn't the biggest fan of Pimp a Butterfly. I wasn't saying it's trash, but it was not some shit I was putting in my rotation nonstop. But when as I got older and I listened to more of it, okay, yeah, it's a great album. It's not still not his best to me. I think that's Damn. That's the conversation for a different day. But
what?
I've been said this. This is nothing new. This is nothing new about Kendrick and his best album. I've always said Damn was the best.
All I'm gonna say, and I hate to sound like I'm sitting here like defending Kendrick to this degree, but Cole got 4 Eyes Only and KOD on his resume, and none of those albums, those two albums, I feel like aren't really touching.
Which brings us to that point, because
Kendrick's project.
The fact that he mentioned that, and I see a lot of people talk about this, and I thought about it too. Kendrick kind of washes Cole in the album department.
I think if you look at it album for album, potentially you have a better argument.
It's Kendrick.
I mean, like I said, I think
you want to pull up the discovery.
I'm saying Cole has, in my opinion, and we're not talking mixtapes, just albums. He has Born Center. Born Center is a personal favorite of mine.
That's Forest a classic. Hill
Drive, obviously.
Automatic classic.
And then a part of me wants to slide the off season there as like a third, but it's like you can switch it with something else if you wanted to.
I like Sideline Story too.
I don't like it more in the off season.
I think I might go off season too.
I would go off season. And honestly, I would maybe put this project above off season. I'll listen to it a couple more times, but this project is actually solid.
This is nice. First track was hard. The Cameron feature with the duck with the Dipset sample was dope. The one Abso murked that pie track, bro. He murked that shit. That's the best song to me. That's the best song to me, honestly.
We gotta talk about that pie track because the whole trans bar, I was like, I don't know if that was a diss at like Kendrick's like auntie diaries or not. And maybe it was to some degree. I'm like, come on, brother. This is 2012 rap.
What if it's a diss at Drake? Hypothetically, I'm just shooting from the shot. Like, what if Cole realized, like, I'm not carrying your ass, bro. You're the only one that hasn't put nothing out yet.
It's not a diss at Drake.
I know. I'm having fun, bro. I'm making content. Have fun with me. God damn.
I'm having fun too. I just said that this is like 2011, 2012 raps. You listen like 2010 Cole. This is shit he would have said in 2010. So I was surprised to hear it in 2024.
I will say this because I feel like this Cole was playing around with Kendrick still, even though that
I think it was Warner shots more so.
Warner shots playing around, having fun and all that. I think when Kendrick comes back, you're going to see that demon that Kendrick Lamar is, and I think that's going to wake up Cole's mixtape Cole. Mixtape Cole. It's a different animal.
Yeah, but like it really depends on like how crazy they're willing to go in terms of making this personal. Because like Kendrick has his own stuff with like, you know, what he's going to make fun of like Kendrick's aunt for being potentially like trans, or Kendrick like having like a sex addiction or something like that. And then Kendrick's going to call Cole's mom white, and everybody's like, oh, you got a white mom. Oh my God.
Well, he
like depends how like crazy he's trying to get to this shit, you know.
Cole did kind of take a shot at his mom inadvertently. You know what I'm talking about. He did kind of take a shot at his mom inadvertently.
Nah, white. He, you know what he's talking about when he says.
I know, but it was just funny. Like it's just like because like, it's like I saw the Drewski meme. They was like,
it's funny, but come on now, like y'all know what he's talking about.
It's funny, bro. Come on, like that's what we're supposed to have fun with this as content creators.
At the end of the day, this is good for rap.
Thank you.
Let me stay from the beginning. This is good for rap. Competition is great for rap.
This is great for rap because this is what rap needs.
And I will say that, you know, and I personally don't really want it to get personal. Like I wanted it to be more so bars than like. Seeing who can get more leverage on another person. Like I want bars, nigga.
I think I'm gonna get.
That's why your baby mama from 26. You know.
Okay.
I don't want none of that.
Honestly, I wanted to get personal, but only with Drake because I don't care about him and I hate
you
him.
You have like just go back and listen to Pusha T's Story of a Don. Then
I never listened to it.
Oh my god, you ain't listen to that? Oh man, that's a classic diss.
You should. It'll get you everything you want.
So, exactly. Oh, maybe I did. I don't know.
But point is, because I want to move on, because we're at about to be 14 minutes actually. But I don't think it's going to get there. I think this is a beef or battle to determine who truly is that number one dude. It can't. I much as we use the same, they all can be great. Sure, they all can be great for us as fans. But when you got that competitive spirit in you, and it's 1 and 2. Nah, fuck that greatness, bro. I'm better. That's it. You great, but I'm better. That's it. And I think that's what we have with these two individuals in Kendrick and Cole. It's like y'all both great, but which one of us is better?
And I will say, just to finish this off, if we are comparing the two verses from Kendrick and Cole, like the Kendrick one wasn't really directed at Cole as much, but he was still caught in it. But like you look at it from like just a skill point, like point of view. Kendrick has it from just those two verses when I'm comparing it, because the Cole shit was just like very, very straightforward. Where like Kendrick has like some crazy, like he has like fucking Entendres in the muffler with the K9 stuff and like other things. And I'm like,
Cemetery,
the like cough, the coffin like metaphor shit that he throws in there, and I'm just like,
oh, the Prince outlived Mike Jack is a lot more than people realize. It ain't just about the record that Drake got. It was some shit there too between Prince and Mike back in the day.
But yeah, isn't that Cole's style though? Like, he's skillful, but he doesn't try, and that's always been his thing.
And that's why people want him to try. I think this is
is it him not trying or him not being on that level is a whole different thing.
I can see what you're saying. But yeah, that's how I always view him. So it's fine. I mean, I always will prefer Kendrick, but that's just me.
Mm. Well, I will say this because my final thoughts on it. At some point, Drake has to do something. You can't just care. I know you don't care, but
he's gonna drop an IG story, bro.
No, that's what people are pissed off. If you're a Drake fan, which I'm somewhat am still, but not as much as I used to be. I really, how do you can still support the dude? Because you're proving to us time and time again, and I'm going to say this, yo, when the big dog comes, you turn to a fucking pussy. You run away. When Pusha pulled up on you, you ran. Cole's been doing more. It took Cole 2 weeks. Two fucking weeks to drop something. While you want to post IG shit. Nigga, I know you got time to get in the booth. I don't care. You on tour. I know, but you still got time to get in the booth and do some shit. You want to fire shots off a giant fat head with Travis Scott at a con? Nigga, who fucking cares? Get your ass in the booth and make a track. I'll make a track.
Ooh. That's a threat?
Yeah, it is. Because honest to God, this is what makes me mad about Big Sean, too. Big Sean should be the three in the big three. He should be the big three.
Why are you trying to excuse to bring Bishon?
I'm not trying to excuse. It's everybody knows this nigga should have been the big three, but he bowed out for whatever reason, and now Drake is the three.
Did he bow or did he get bowed out?
No, that's Logic. Logic got bowed out. Big Sean bowed out.
Hey, somebody told Big Sean to become a family man. I don't know who.
Yeah. Jhené Aiko probably did. I wouldn't blame him. I'll become a family man for Jhené Aiko too. All right, let's move on. What do y'all want to go next? Y'all want to go to Invincible or Solo Leveling?
Let's talk about Anissa.
All right, we're moving on to Invincible.
Bro is always detrimentally horny. It's insane.
Always.
Bro, I'm not even being horny, bro.
Yep. It is sad because I can't even see like how horny you look.
see a woman, it was like, oh my God. Let's talk about her.
Yo, is the earth shaking again right now? Am I tripping?
Yes, you're shaking. You're tripping.
You're tripping because it's not.
Okay.
You might got earthquake PTSD, bro. I heard that could happen to people. I just made that up too. I just made that up. I don't even know that rule about.
Hey man. If you survive the earthquake on the East Coast, put a W in the chat, bro. Oh my God.
We live on a fault line, bro.
Do we?
It's the Ramabow fault. I'm dead ass.
Do we? Google that.
It's a fault.
Somebody Google that. I don't know if that's true or not.
I'm not Googling that.
Okay. So
I'm dead ass.
Okay. I believe that maybe it's a small one, but it's not as big as like the others.
Well, I felt the earthquake, and my parents thought I was tripping and called.
Anyway, who cares? It's all invincible.
Oh my God! Why are you so aggressive right now?
Down to people's experiences of the earthquake, bro.
I'm sorry. Did you go through a traumatic experience, Sam? Let's talk about it.
I didn't feel it.
You annoy me. I just want you to know that. Invincible is out.
It's finished.
8 episodes. They finished it. Season 2 was pretty good. I'm looking forward to season 3. Season 3 about to be crazy.
I have theories. Well, it's not theories. I kind of know what season 3, I think I'm most likely confident that I know what season 3 is about to bring. Because they kind of teased it at the end. They kind of teased it in the season finale of season 2. But shout out Sterling K. Brown, who played homeboy, the multiverse bad guy, Langstrom. Mm-hmm. Killed his voice acting role. Season 2 of Invincible was good, even though it was a pain in the ass to get through because of the whole fucking breaks and all that. Hopefully they fix that next season, because I promise you, if you do 4 episodes in a break, I'm done, bro. I'm really done.
Didn't season 3 is already recorded or something?
I don't know what the status is of season 3. everybody jokes around and said we're not seeing it till 2026, but for all I know, I don't know.
That might be the truth.
Like, I don't have an answer for that, honestly.
Most probably a lot coming. They have the boys coming back.
Oh, shit. Yeah, boys coming back this summer.
Hey, man. All I'm going to say is that Anissa pulled up said, name me 5 Birdman songs. Okay.
She oh, did.
Sorry to cut you off. She did. Just say RIP to the guy from Gen V that passed away.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, that shit happened. I was like, damn.
That was sad. That was really, really sad.
Too. He was young, too.
Mm-hmm. Our age. Back to Anissa. Yeah, that's basically what Anissa did. She pulled up on Mark and Amber on her dinner date and said, yo, name me 5 Birdman songs. Or I'm going to snap
this girl. Gun to your head.
Nah, name me gun to your head. My finger on your girl's neck. Name me 5 Birdman songs. That's what she did.
She froze up. Okay.
Yeah. Anissa was the talk of the timeline. I think she debuted with episode 7, I want to say.
I think.
It's about to get nasty with her. Everybody, I know people who were excited because they knew what was about to come for being weird, and they were weirdos for that. And those that do really know, yeah, that's not, y'all not ready for that. That's all I'll say. Y'all not ready for that.
I thought that was what I think was going to happen, because I can't remember if I remember what happened or not. I thought it was going to happen like this time, but maybe that's next time.
No. I think we're about 2 seasons away from that from happening. A minimum of 2 seasons. And it's like, that's going to break the internet. And it's going to be a very nasty discourse happening all online. That's all I'll
say. Josh going to be all for it.
I'm not going to be all for it because it's going to be very nasty. Like, it's always going to be a conversation that's going to be had. That's going to be had.
I don't really want to know what's going to happen.
No.
You don't want to know. You don't want to know.
I will say, did you peep in, I think it was episode 8 or 6 or 7 when they had like the animator thing when they were talking about like, the whole, like
that was 7.
Yeah. That was like some fourth wall shit right there.
It was a shoot, so to speak. It was definitely to clap back at all the haters and shit.
Yeah, they were telling us to shut the fuck up and watch.
I think the dude that was like talking to going through the monologue and shit was one of the other creators from season 1 that came back in season 2. Mm. And now that he's back on and shit, so maybe things will change and it'll make it faster. But I don't know. But
that name that he said, that Mark said, sounded like a little familiar. So I thought that was a real name.
Any final grade outside of like, you know, we kind of know, well, we don't know, but in terms of like the multiverse, it's starting to open up.
Hey, man, you see Spider-Boy and Professor Ock, bro?
That made me so mad because a lot of people were super excited for that. Because in the comic, he does meet Spider-Man. Like, he does meet him. And it was like y'all couldn't really afford Spider-Man. Y'all niggas are Sony either mad petty or Amazon's mad cheap. Either way, I'm just gonna like it is what it is.
You know, it was Arachnid Man, bro.
I still fuck with it though.
Now that I'm thinking about it, is that why he said what's it called? Oh yeah, I'm used to people from different dimensions.
But I
thought he was talking about Ancient Levy, like specifically, and not necessarily the Marvel universe.
No, it's Invincible is connected, one of those universes that's connected to all.
I think it was a jab about how Spider-Man has been a part of like all, because the Spider-Verse stuff that's happening, and then also the Spider Away the Home thing, whatever, like the movie that came out with all the 3 Spider-Men. So I think it was just like a fun little poke at that.
I will say that the dude who did the voice acting for Arachnid Man.
That's what you're calling him, Arachnid Man.
I'm calling him Arachnid Man. But the dude who was the voice actor that can shout out to him, because he voice acted 3 different iterations of a Spider-Man character. He did Spectacular Spider-Man, he did Black Spider and Young Justice, and now he did a spider character in Invincible. So that's dope. He's like the go-to spider guy. So
they show Batman.
Barely, but that was funny as shit, I will say. But barely. Like in the comic, when they did that scene, like they did a panel where they showed the entire fucking Avengers and shit. Him talking to the Avengers. I was like, oh god. But what else? Oh, Amber and Mark broke up. So
you know how mid that Viltrumite dick gotta be?
Oh my god, bro. We're not going down this route, Mo.
Nah, man, no.
That's he ain't giving up. He ain't giving up, bro.
Did they officially break up?
Yeah, they broke up.
Yeah, they broke up.
Because they tease Amber and whatchamacallit now, Mark, which has been the build, which has been they building
not
that.
Amber,
that's
not Amber, nigga.
Not it's Amber. Adam Eve. My bad. Apologies. Adam Eve. That's my fault. I do.
But apologize. I don't think they officially broke up.
They friends with benefits, then.
They broke up.
It's implied, but I don't think anything was actually said. Remember, they were supposed to have a conversation.
All right, let me ask you a question: did Tyler Creator and Jerrod Carmichael break up?
But they weren't. They were never together. So that's why Tyler left in the face.
They definitely broke up because after Vince, she was like, "Yo, I can't do this shit no more."
No
And then they sat there crying.
Exactly. Like
she said, I'm not made for this.
Yeah, and not.
Yeah, she said
that's basically what she. No, that's what Sam said. She not made for it, and she never was made for it, which I kind of like about that, about their relationship, which a lot of comic book relationships don't really do, is that they don't talk about the perspective of the individual who's dating that superpower partner. Like, if I'm dating you, I have to be in your fucking world, and basically everybody knows who the fuck you are, so they gunning for me now. Nigga, I can't even eat my dinner without somebody grabbing my head and saying, name 5 Birdman tracks.
She said, I can't keep trying to remember Birdman songs. Mark, I can't do this no more.
I'm not gonna lie, I thought Anissa was gonna kill her though, low key.
Hey man, and honestly, Mark would have been do nothing about it. So.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, that's another thing that's already been going around on the timeline. They be asking, like, yo, when Mark gonna stop getting his ass beat? I said,
that's a fact. That nigga not invincible.
Yeah,
that nigga vulnerable. that nigga is. Vincible.
You know what? I wish Sam had his camera on so I could really applaud him. But that was a good one.
Mr. Vulnerable right there. Okay, he's getting cooked.
Yeah, he got his ass.
When he was like, "Help me, please."
Hey, but he showed up in the fourth quarter against Langstrom. He showed up. After getting his ass beat, though, he was down 3-1. But
hey, wait, you see that one scene in the it was like Multiverse Mark where he's chopping people's heads off. You know the one thing I noticed?
Yes.
You want to know what I noticed?
What
I said? Why are they all black, bro?
Don't do that.
I noticed that too.
It's giving me Zorro vibes a little bit. I said, hold on now.
Oh, you starting to see what everybody know about Zorro now, though, right?
It's giving me minority,
You starting to see that. But also, I actually want to talk about that part too. The multiverse scene with all the different Marks killing Langstrom they was killing variants of Langstrom and
that nigga, he killed his kid in front of him. He did the nigga. He said, gun to your head. Give me 3 Corey Gunn verses. And the kid was like,
no, he said, I'm gonna make it quick.
He made it quick and bloody. But I think that's our next season is the Invincible. It's dubbed the Invincible War in the comic. The fuck is that?
Sorry, Rosie just hit one of my bowls here. So it's
fine. Rosie is the dog, by the way.
Yeah, Rosie's my dog.
Audience.
Yes, that is the dog. What's up, Rosie?
There's something wrong with y'all, genuinely.
We're your friends, so that means something wrong with you too.
That's a fact.
Don't use the F word around Trayvon. He's sensitive about that word.
You're right. We're associates.
Sorry, we can't be seen in public with Trayvon.
Acquaintances,
associates. Yeah, he got backup friends that he be hanging out with on the side, bro.
We're his No. We the backup friends.
That's you're right. We are we're the side friends, bro.
What's the Justice League and Invincible called? What's that team called?
Say it again.
What's the Justice League team? An Invincible call? What are they called?
The Guardians? The Guardians or some shit?
We the Guardians, yes. We the B-team.
Y'all done? Y'all done?
We the B-team. We the B-team. Do we treat you right like them?
Who we got? Who we got? We got Sansa.
We got Savage. We got Mo. We got Josh. He run the
point. We got RTJ?
Yeah, RTJ, bro. We got Sam Savage, bro.
We got Mo Swama.
Yep.
This is crazy. Anyway, moving past that. But I will say, go ahead, Trayvon.
Go.
I was gonna say for Invincible, I feel like it being split in two parts hurt it to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
hate to see it, but I feel like it still was good. I'm very intrigued to see what happens season three, how they like kind of like build up on it. But I'm like, I swear to God, this nigga Mark don't get his shit together and talk to my girl Eve, I'm gonna lose my mind.
Yeah, nah, especially when Eve, the time skip. Yeah, bro. Trayvon though, when Eve hit that something, bro.
As soon as I saw them appear, I was like, oh yeah, this is where it happened.
I was like, I said that author got a type because it is certainly Adam Eve, but yeah. I did enjoy it. Like basically echoing what Mo said.
Y'all noticed that every time they got beat up, anybody got beat up, they had their eye was swollen, it was purple, and it looked at the same swollen lip.
I kind of like that for some weird reason, the details of an ass whooping. Like, a lot of fights don't do that. They just show you blood. Like, not a lot of fights show you, like, the legit.
You notice the mom had also a swollen eye, and I'm like, we should get
the same eye. I said, they twin them.
Yo, the mom stood on business, too, which has also made me laugh at Langstrom, because I thought at one point Langstrom was going to pick up the kid and beat the mom with it, which is fucked up.
like King Kong,
yes, like King Kong, because that's what they did in the King Kong Godzilla film. Then he picked up the kid and just started swinging him around. But nah, the mom stood on business.
Your arm did not stay on business, though.
Nah. That
yeah.
That
in fact, not. It bent the other way. So
I saw him. Damn. I was like, that nigga ain't to do that to her.
And when that shit happened, I was like, oh. I was like Nolan.
Yeah, he's still locked up. Did you peek the Fortnite gun?
No, I didn't. People were mentioning that though.
Yeah, so when he finally attacked Langstrom after coming through the multiverses and shit, he had a gun in his hand. That shit was from Fortnite because it just made a reference, so he'd been to Fortnite and shit. So
oh, gotcha. Yeah. I don't play Fortnite, so I wouldn't know for sure.
Yeah, that was
I heard about it.
It was a funny, but yeah, we all enjoyed Invincible. Highly recommend to watch it if you haven't already, especially now that it's completed. You can just binge it. Speaking of binge, Kev finished season two of JJK, which he is currently recovering from. Obviously, he binged that. Prayers for Kev on stage.
Yeah,
prayers for thoughts that, really quick, and I think we talked about this, but imagine watching all of JJK season two in one day. Like, that is insane.
Yeah,
that's also a lot.
If he thought AOT was emotional, that shit, like...
Yeah, I couldn't imagine me watching that shit and then seeing Gojo get locked up. I'm like...
Wait, did you see the photo I sent you in the chat?
Yeah,
when Kev started, he was like, yeah, this shit might be good. Like, let's go. We stand on business. And now niggas like...
nigga had the cigarette in his mouth.
I only thought he's about to lock that bitch, too. I said, yo, he really going through it.
But he didn't. He thought Gojo was going to come out for a day. We thought Gojo was coming out for months, like eventually, right? Like eventually, and he never came.
I think it's gonna be a while before Gojo come out. Personally,
it's gonna be a while. So, I think he said his next anime is probably gonna be Villain Saga. So a lot of people, especially my big sis Simone. Simone recommended him Villain Saga. A lot of people recommend Villain Saga. Shout out Simone. Shout out to Shugo High, Gata Culture, Inside the Mono Blur, and all the rest.
This is so crazy because I don't hate Villain Saga, but like, why is he watching Villain Saga right now?
What else should he watch? My Hero?
Also, he's going to get the season two. He's going to get the season two. Like, oh, what's happening? And then he's like, oh, man, it was beautiful. But I'm like, brother, man.
Well, the way Kev moved, because hang on, here's the thing. Mo got a point. The way Kev watches anime, he doesn't outside. JJK might be the one that he really binged, like binge, because they told him immediately after he got done season one to start season two, which he did. Like, he never even started Haikyuu season two. Like, he finished Haikyuu season one and said, all right, I'll come back. Like, if Mo says about Villain Saga and watches season one and then comes back, he's going to be hella confused when season two starts. Like, that's the one you
just for me, I do like Villain Saga a lot, but season two, like, and I like season two a lot. I play the season first, two is actually a really good season.
The first Cur season two was a grind, bro.
Yeah,
like, yeah. I'm curious how he going to handle that. But
that's my only thing, because it's just like, also for him, like, season two Villain Saga also isn't something you can really make content off of until like later on.
Yeah.
So, like, you know,
till Thorfinn get punched in the face a bunch of times. So,
damn.
And I mean, there's some stuff that happens before that, but like, I don't know, man. Like people, I don't know. People do praise season two to be like this, like, insane story, which it is a very good story, and I would never take anything away from Vinland Saga, one of my favorites for sure. But like, I've seen better stories told in ways that were like paced better, directed better.
I'm not saying nothing.
And I say that to move on to the next topic, Fryren. So, Sam, what episode are you in, brother?
I'm still on the same episode 9.
Did you not watch the episode we told you to watch, bro?
He did not. He did not.
Why not?
He had one. I told you he was going to fail his homework assignment. I legit said this nigga that failed a class in college is going to fail this assignment, and all he had is one thing.
At least all you had to do is sit down and watch, bro.
I told you, you got the just stay in one spot and wait for the ball to come to you, and you missed it.
Marcel called me.
All right, hang up on that nigga.
Bang on him.
Like, bang on
him. I had to answer my boy.
Tell him you watching something real quick.
Exactly. Like, tell him you text him later.
See, look, you give a nigga this is why we ain't been potting, because niggas don't actually watch anime for real.
Exactly.
There you go.
Nigga been watching Fryman for 3 months now. He on episode 9.
But niggas ain't seen nothing about Haikyuu to some niggas in this chat.
But I've watched
that don't apply to me, brother.
Hey, okay, hang on. I haven't watched Haikyuu, but I've watched others of animes in between. So
which is worse? I don't have a question. Which is worse? Not watching Fryman or not watching Haikyuu, Mo?
Currently, right now, I'll say Fryman because we can actually make content off it. And it's
thank decent. You, Mo. Thank you.
We can't make content off Haikyuu.
What's the current anime, Sam?
One, I think it's harder because Trayvon hasn't seen it. Two, Haikyuu is also a little bit older, so like it's not as relevant as Fryman is right now. Fryman literally probably animated a year, and I'm saying that from the bottom
heart. It might be. It like legit. It's like
the only way it's not anime year if JJK season 3 come out in the fall and shit get busted.
I don't know.
I don't see
better than JJK season 2 right now.
Season 2 didn't come out this year.
I'm saying season 1 of Fryren, you would say, is better than season 2 of JJK?
I didn't say that. I said it's anime year right now. This year.
Like, JJK season 2 was animated year last year. We legit did a whole episode on this.
Yeah. I'm saying
right now.
Why not think JJK ended this year?
It ended
because you don't watch anime.
It might end the beginning of this year, but like we don't count it for this year.
I don't even think ended the beginning of this year. I literally think it ended like Christmas time.
All I'm saying is that Solo Leveling, good, not anime of the year.
Not anime of the year.
My Hero Academia, come on now, get it out of
here.
Demon Slayer, I saw that last season.
That training arc is gonna be cool, but it is not gonna be no fucking anime of the year. Fryren right now is looking like anime of the year, unless. So what else? So what else comes out? Jabba's Reincarnation, I think, comes out this year.
It's not gonna be anime
year. I don't think it's gonna be anime of the year. I think Ochinoko season 2 is gonna come out this year. That could be
the only thing that for me personally that can maybe potentially do something is ReZero, but it has to be like really, really good. Really good.
Which is also coming back this year, too. Like yeah. there's some other animes coming back, but Fryren had everybody in the show cool, especially that second Kerr. Like you need to watch this show.
Sam legit hasn't even got it through the first half of it. He just refuses to watch it. So
I'm watching it.
Once you start chat audience, once you really get started on Fryren and get through those first
4 or 5
slower like episodes, it picks up immediately. So you should have watched that.
It's not about all that action bullshit, but it's not just a beautiful story.
A great character.
It is peak story, characters, all that shit. Like, bro.
It's nothing forced. No horny shit. No fan
service. It's the shit that people praise Vinland Saga season 2 being, and it's in this show. And I think that's really what it is.
Real shit. I'll tell you better. I think they do it better than Vinland Saga season 2.
They do.
They do it better than Fryren did.
Look at me. 10 times better.
Because I was very entertained from the first episode. They got me.
I think that's obvious, right? Like that's like
it's obvious.
Saying, sure. That's like saying no. I'm that's like saying that Hunter x Hunter is not an isekai, right?
It is.
Like isn't that obvious? Because that's the realm that it's not in is isekai.
Yeah, but I sit here and I listen to these Vinland Saga tapes like it's like the first thing of sliced bread, and I'm like, brother man.
Yeah,
there's better things out there. And then Fryman showed up and Fryman said, oh, here, let me show you. by the way. You looking for development?
Got it.
You looking for
action?
You looking for hands?
Got it. You looking for suspense? You looking for like suspense? You looking for shock moments? You looking for shock moments? Got it.
You looking for cinematography?
Got it.
Humor?
Got it. Love? Got it. Like you, Ed Frieren has everything you want in your anime, bro.
So, and there, and there's a lot of stuff.
Strong I woman, on. Got it.
There's a lot of stuff I want to speak on about. What's her name? Siri, I think the other elf.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff I want to speak on, but I will hold it until Sam fucking finishes the show, because her character is the most interesting character in the show so far, in my opinion. One of the most. One of the most, absolutely one of the most interesting characters in the show.
Yeah, I want to get into that.
I'll leave it there for now, but we will get into it at some point. So
I'm curious as to why you think so, but
it's a lot of things. The first thing I would like hint to you though is like the whole like at the end when she's like in that field of flowers, you peep that.
Oh,
let's get into it just a little bit. You peep that.
I did peep it.
At the end of Zan, when she's like,
you think saying, that
fail or pass to people. You know what she's in.
You think that's but you think that's a foreshadow of the thing that that Frieren and Starks and what's my girl name? Damn it! What's my purple hair girl name, bro? I'm brain fart. Fern, thank you.
No, but he's talking
not,
about.
I get it, Josh. Yeah, you're off. Trayvon might be on the right track, but listen. She's in a field of flowers. What was her student's favorite spell?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What's the spell that she supposedly hates?
Yep, I got it.
And then remember what she said about all of her, you know.
It's so many levels to like her character, like her herself just sitting there dissecting her actions. It's like, oh, she's actually hella interesting. But like when I peeped that she was literally in the field of flowers when she was doing that shit, and then she sits there and talks trash about that magic.
Hold up, time out. Mo might have been right about earthquake again, about shaking, because somebody said it was an aftershock in New Jersey.
Niggas be gaslighting me, bro. I felt that shit. I said, hold on.
What do you mean? I'm not gaslighting. You're just crazy.
Oh yeah.
This is like he sent this out, my man Wolf. He sent this tweet out like 21 minutes ago. Like,
yeah.
All right, let's see. I'm gonna look it up on the USGS. Hold on.
USGS. But yeah.
That's the only time you use a verified source. Everything else is TikTok.
Or Instagram. That's it.
Sam, watch Frieren. But we can go on to, you know, the other.
Yes. Let's talk about the solo leveler.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man. All I'm going to say is that it ain't number one, but it can be. It can be a number two, bro.
There is a potential there. It was the potential. The potential
it's okay to be, you know, a D-Wade. It's okay.
I mean, D-Wade was the top three player at one point, top five.
I think it's a okay. Chris Bosh.
I'm like,
you might be on to something. They're saying that there might have been an aftershock in New York City.
We just settled this.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
I hate that nigga so much.
Anyway, solo leveling. I'm sorry.
Hey man, it's okay to be a Kyrie. It's okay to be a Jamal Murray.
But hang on. Can this guy, the Jamal Murray, yes, but can this player or show in this case turn into a number one option?
We're not talking about that right now. It's not gonna be no more option this year.
Not this year, but in time, because they already said it's a 6-season show.
Maybe.
And that's pretty six season
depends,
show.
Depends what it's going up against, is really it.
So you got JJK, Demon Slayer, Frieren, Vinland Saga, Hell's Paradise. I think you can be a top 10, but you're like a 8-10.
Potentially.
I think it's interesting, but I don't think it has any sort of complexity at all.
And now again, this is the first season, so it is the first season.
That's fair, but everything's just in your face and it's very simple, which is the same thing that Demon Slayer had, right? And everyone loved it.
Yeah.
So I don't think it will be Hall of Fame. I think it could turn great, but right now I'd say it's just good. Which is fine.
I'm saying of the year is probably number two so far.
Nothing else has come out, so that's a default. That doesn't even count. Like, it's
exactly,
not default.
Exactly. Yeah. But I feel like it's earned it, in my opinion, to me. Like, it's earned that number two for now.
I think by default, technically, if you want to, I'm gonna lie, I don't think it's not in my number
two.
It's
like, we don't got Kyrie, Kevin Love, her, Matthew.
Hold up. It's not my number two. It goes Friar Sign of Affection, Solo Leveling. Sign of Affection was just a phenomenal rom com. So that was my shit. And I was tuned in all the time for that. But to piggyback off Trayvon, I think right now it is a good show. It does have flaws. I think the fact that they didn't have a definitive bad guy as of yet that they kind of told you about. I think they had cool moments with the Arise, with the action, but Demon Slayer gave you a character to root for and a bad guy to hate.
Well, the bad guy is the entity of the system.
Potentially. I feel like we don't know yet.
There's more since I've read it. There's more. Second season is going to be very important for Solo Leveling. I think that is the one that's going to, that's going to bring more eyes, because the second season does go crazy. And we kind of see Jinwoo. What's my man name? Jinwoo. Thank you, Sam. Jinwoo kind of showcase more of those powerful abilities that we know he has.
Necromancer too.
Yes, he is which is the Arise, the Shadowmancer, Necromancer, whatever you want to call it.
See, I think for me, I think I'm low-key just like a slut for just like anything RPG-ish.
All right, hold up.
You didn't use any other word.
Nani? A slut? I'm not slut-shaming, but okay.
I can appreciate a little good RPG story. Like, for me, it's just like, hey, I get it. I kind of grew up kind of like
the RPGs
to that like realm a little bit, and like I fuck with it personally. So like kind of like seeing it happen in that entertainment via like anime, I guess, and not in the game, I don't mind it at all. And it's simple. It gets to the point. It's boom. Hey, I'm trying to level up, nigga.
I mean, it's a mixture of isekai element. Oh, he left because he got to go. But it's a mixture of isekai elements and video game elements. I think that's also one of the appeals for Soul Level, is the video game element, that he is this RPG character that's going in these dungeons, leveling up constantly grinding, like you will see any person that plays an RPG before they go fight a bad guy. I'm gonna grind, level up, learn abilities, and take you on when I'm now level 30 and you're level 25 or something.
I find this interesting because I still play RPGs. Like, I don't know. Do you still play?
Yeah,
RPGs
I'm playing Final Fantasy currently and Persona.
Does Tears of the Kingdom count as an RPG?
No.
It's like an action, like it's adventure, more so adventure than RPG, but
Cyberpunk RPG.
Is Grand Theft Auto RPG?
No. Grand Theft Auto 6 might be one. Who knows? But
well, 5, you level up.
No, you don't.
You do. You increase your abilities. Like with Franklin, you become a better driver. Then like Michael, you can slow down time longer.
Does that count? Are we going to count that?
I'm just asking the questions.
It's not traditional. Angrier.
It's not traditional.
But anyway,
it's lifestyle. That's lifestyle. Actually, that's more lifestyle, because that's like going to the gym every day. You go to the gym every day, you get stronger. So that's more lifestyle.
Wait, am I playing RPG? Every time I go to the gym.
Yes, you're playing an RPG.
Oh. Anyway,
leg day or arm day, which is going to be.
I still play RPGs, and maybe that's why I'm still skeptical of this whole show, because I understand all the RPG elements of it. I understand, even when he's narrating out loud, it just sounds so cringe to me, because I'm like, like, why wouldn't you sit there and level up and farm up the people? Why wouldn't you potentially change a class if it's rare? Like, but at the same time, it just feels weird to not play it and just watch it, because I feel like I don't have any agency, and normally I do.
You would hate Shield Hero then.
Well, Shield Hero's ass. So
there are like strong RPG elements in Shield Hero too, just as much as more than Shield Hero than there are in Solo Leveling, but you would hate that shit.
There's strong ass elements too.
Fact. That's a fact. I'm not even gonna play the soundbite for that. That don't deserve a soundbite.
But I don't know. I'm not gonna sit there and say like I'm not gonna hate on it, even though it sounds like I'm hating on it. But I'm very skeptical of whether or not I like this show or not. It's different, but I don't know if I like it.
I mean, I like it. I know what to expect. I'm not at the whole I love it yet, but I just like it right now. Like,
actually, no. Actually, let me back up because that contradicts what I said with what I said earlier. Because earlier I said it was good. And I'm not gonna say
good can be not good. Good can be like you can still like it and be good. You just don't love it.
I say it's good, but I'm still skeptical of it. So let me just say that.
Interesting. Also, would Solo Leveling count as an anime? I guess it would, right?
Yes, it is an anime.
So I guess that would be my number two then. Yeah, I mean not Solo Leveling. Sorry, Invincible. I'm sorry.
Oh, you talking about Invincible? No, that's animated.
So it's not an anime.
Yeah, but I will tell you that Invincible might be my number two anyway because X-Men 97 has been fucking cooking.
Oh yeah, I've been hearing about X-Men. Honestly, I'm going to sit down and like watch it.
I thought you had to go, yo.
I'm just in a different room.
You have plenty of demons.
What? Yeah.
Let him rock, bro. Let him rock.
Okay. We'll talk about off mic. But nah, like if you haven't watched X-Men 97, bro, and I know you and me have talked about this, bro. I think you should watch it, even though you never watched the original. Because they
do. Why am I looking at the top of Sam's head right now?
I don't know.
Okay.
He got shrunken.
He went into the quantum realm. He went into the quantum realm. Say what's up to Kang for me, bro.
Dang,
he cooked right now.
Yeah, he not coming back.
Oh, they did announce Fantastic Four will be dropping.
They did.
Yeah.
What's the nigga name?
With Doom?
No, the nigga that plays in The Last of Us.
Pedro Pascal.
Yeah, he playing
Reed Richards.
Fantastic.
Yeah, good selection. Good selection. I'm excited for it.
I'm not gonna lie, I wish it was the nigga from
Office.
No, from
Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah, that guy.
That's the same guy from The Office.
I never watched. I don't like The Office.
You don't like The Office?
Not funny to me.
Wow.
I've never watched it either.
Is hilarious, bro.
It's not funny to me.
That's interesting because I haven't watched The Office, but I feel like I would agree to Sam's point potentially. I don't like the humor to me. I don't know. Maybe if I watch it, I might like it. But
do y'all like Brooklyn Nine-Nine? Like
I don't watch Copaganda.
This is the Copaganda.
The only Copaganda I watch is Spider-Verse.
But you like Love Is Blind though.
And yeah, I like How I Met Your Mother. That show was actually pretty good.
Yeah, Love Is Blind is just like nutty shit. I really just watch it with my girl.
Seinfeld and Big Bang Theory.
Seinfeld's fire.
I never watched Big Bang Theory, but I did watch a couple episodes of The Unshowed, which is funny.
Seinfeld's fire, bro. Don't do that.
Seinfeld is fire. Like, come on. Like, I like Friends. Like,
I don't like Friends. Ain't no black people in that show. It ain't New York. It don't make sense.
They had Gabrielle Union in it, so that does count.
I needed more. They ain't fucking New York, bro. Where the fuck would they stay? Staying in an all-white apartment complex. Come on now.
Probably.
Let's be real. Come on now.
But yeah, I'm surprised. I didn't know that. I thought y'all had seen The Office. And The Office is classic.
I'm currently watching Modern Family with Carmen right now.
Oh my god, Modern Family is top tier, bro. Nah.
Modern Family is actually fucking hilarious.
I will binge Modern Family on USA when it come on, bro.
Each family just has like their own dynamic, and honestly, like I could watch each one of those families just interact for like 24 minutes.
It's like, yo, if you have not watched Modern Family, please watch Modern Family. Modern Family is like one of the greatest sitcoms I've ever watched in my life. Yeah. Bro.
See, I'm on season two right now, and I was watching the episode yesterday, bro, and I was just like, bro.
Oh man!
Oh my god!
You know. So I'll just describe one of the episodes. So one of the episodes was the anniversary for the family with the three kids.
Yeah,
and the kids they were trying to surprise the parents. We're gonna make them breakfast in bed, and they walked in, and you know the parents were having sex. So they like you know got caught having sex. So like the whole episode happens, and it's like drama around it, blah blah blah. And at the end, the kids buy them a gift. then they buy him a door lock. But and this is how the episode ends. This door lock, it's a very loud lock. Yeah. So whenever they use it, it's so then the kids can hear every time they're about to go have sex. And that's just how the episode ends. And I'm like, yo, I can't make this shit up, bro. This shit's hilarious.
They've had so many. As you keep going, they have so many guests like that. Charles Barkley, Kevin Hart.
Kobe Bryant was in it.
Yeah, Kobe Bryant. Like, it's,
and I was like, damn.
It's like really like I'm thinking like dead ass. Like Modern Family is a top five all time sitcom.
I'm gonna go season 2. Modern Family has so far been hit.
And and it gets funny when you get further on as the kid and you see the characters really age and develop and like they kind of expand the family.
Favorite,
oh my god.
Who's your favorite family?
Oh, I think it's Cam and
the
Cam,
gay couple.
Yeah, the gay couple, Cam, Mitch, and I think second will be Phil. And his Phil and his because Phil is so funny, bro.
Phil's hilarious.
Phil for like Phil's me, hilarious. Bro. I feel like I would be Phil if I was dad. That's
bro, bro. All right, so real quick, my family is Gloria, Sophia Vergara, and then
and Manny.
The Manny. That's my favorite family. Jay is fucking hilarious.
Oh, Jay's
hilarious because Jay's just a smart ass. But literally, episode one in this show. As I'm just like getting introduced to the dynamics and stuff, Sophia Vergara plays a character. She's like married to another character, but they're all part of her family. So they like get together for like an event, and the guy Phil's just like a horny nigga. Sophia Vergara's character goes like they introduce, get a hug or whatever, and she goes, "Oh, hi, Phil." And Phil goes and like fills her dress in the white. And Phil's wife is like, "Nigga, what the fuck?"
What? That intensifies every season.
And this is episode one. They threw that shit in there, episode one, and I was like, "What?"
No. They died. It's on TBS. You can find some on TBS.
It's on Hulu.
It's on Hulu too, but. Yo, I'm telling y'all, please watch Modern Family. Watch Modern Family. Whether it be with your kids, whether it be with your girl, with your family. Modern Family is like peak, bro. I haven't seen a better show than Modern Family since it went off.
Modern Family has some of the best like comedic writing I've seen in the show in a while.
They be breaking the fourth wall because they it's kind of like Abbott Elementary. They do the same shit that Abbott Elementary do, right? Mm-hmm. And you know how they'll look into the camera and talk to you, like they're talking to the audience, like break the fourth wall. They do that so much. And it's like hilarious, bro.
Yeah. They do this stuff. And like Abbott Elementary is good, but like in terms of comedies, like funny is Modern Family all the way. So that's the only take I have on that one. Modern Family is top tier. It's just a good watch. So
you gotta talk to me when you get done season 2, bro. You gotta talk to me because that's
I will, but yeah. I be watching it, and every time Sophia Vergara comes on, Carmen looks at me. She go, she be like, her eyes up here, and I'm like, nigga, what? Hey,
but the camera's on her chest. What do you want me to do?
I'm like, hey man, I was just trying to watch the show.
Just tell her like circumference of the screen. You know what I'm saying? It's just taking so much. What you want me to do?
But nah. Cam and Mitch.
Ain't gonna lie, bro. They be having her dressing on that.
Oh yeah, nah. Yeah. They be having a look up. But Cam and Mitchell definitely my favorite with their daughter.
I would have never guessed that for you. And I'm.
But they're just so funny. Like they're funny, bro. It's just so they're just so funny and unique.
They
together.
Are funny. Yes.
And like when what's Lucy, I think, or Lily. When Lily gets older, like especially when she hit like second season, third season, when she's like in that like I'll say. 5 to 8 range, like oh my god, Lily like really stole the show with her.
But literally episode 1, they adopt a daughter, so that's why I was getting thrown off because like they adopted a daughter episode 1. I was like, oh, this feels like some like season finale shit. Mm-hmm. Like in my head, I was like, is this the season finale or is this the actual like show? But it's episode 1, they adopt a daughter. She's from Vietnam, and they name her Lily. And the dad, Jay, older white guy, he goes, "You sure you want to name her that?"
So both of them are gay. So they're gay parents. Cam is like a southern from the south and all that, like very openly gay. Mitchell is gay, openly gay too, but there are times where he'll be like a closet gay. So there was one time where they was like painting her room and shit. And so Mitchell comes in and he was like, "Do we have to make it super gay?" I was like, yo, what the fuck is
And it's just so many things in there, but like just the dialogue itself. Even there's shit I don't catch, and I'm like, oh, that's just kind of crazy. Like I catch it like 10 seconds later, and I'm like, oh, that's kind of crazy. But like, it is just a genuinely funny show, and like each family has their own dynamic, and it's just like I can sit there and just watch.
It's
each family have a season, and I can sit there and watch each family in their season.
So. It's a great, amazing. They did a couple of cool movie references too, later down the road in various seasons, but like it's like. It's a must watch again. I can't say anything. I never thought you would start that. I never knew you was watching that too. I'm mad you didn't tell me.
Yeah, Carmen and I have been in our sitcom bag. So
yeah, that's good.
Before that, we were watching Schitt's Creek, and Schitt's Creek is funny. So I had a good time with that one too.
All right, but yeah, let's move on.
The should you name her Lily thing took me away because
I still don't understand.
Because so essentially with Asians. It's like they don't really pronounce the L's is like the thing over there. They pronounce it as like R's.
Oh.
So like, you know, like it's like a whole thing. Like if your name like Alan over here in like Japan, they would call you like Iron or whatever. Like they won't pronounce
Rollin or something.
Okay, let me not
do this. Like you're canceled. But like yeah. That's the thing. Like when the dad was like, you sure you want to name her that? Referring to Lily that has a lot of L's. It just threw you. I was like, oh, that shit's crazy. And this is like 2009, 2010. So you got to consider like the time back then as well. But like that shit had me rolling, bro. And that was all episode one. I said episode one was a hell of a pilot. They told you what the show is going to be. And it's like, oh, yeah, let's elevate past that.
Interesting. So.
That's all. That's all I'll say about it for now. But it is.
Yeah, like it just keeps going up, bro. It just. I think they got. I want to say 10.
I think it's 9.
9 seasons. Thank you, Mo. 9 seasons. Every season just gets better and better because the family dynamic continues to change because as the family, like you're seeing the family grow. The kids are getting older. Some start to go off to college and they go to the college mess. Some go to high school and then some start looking for jobs. Like it just gets like better and better and they. The comedy writing is like they don't fuck up. They don't fuck it up. Like they did not miss to be.
Yeah.
But moving on. Anything else we want to talk about? Anything else that we missed or may have forgotten or that we don't know about?
Sam, we didn't really get your detailed opinion about Soul 11.
Oh, I know we were having a conversation one time on how we felt like Solo was.
I'm sorry. We really just looking at this nigga head and just seeing his top of his hair like a mushroom.
Why?
That Solo definitely has some like stalling episodes, but I would say, and I also do feel like at some points the show was the animation dropped. Like I feel like the episode where he fought the B-ranker who was a killer.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the animation could have been better, but then the animation the past two episodes was really good. So I'm not sure if they just like picked and choose like what episodes they wanted to animate really well. But I would say overall that I do enjoy the show. I feel like it was really good in the beginning. Kind of was okay in between. Had some good moments here, some good moments there. And then towards the end, I was like, oh, this shit's heat.
And yeah, and how many episodes are left?
It's done.
Oh,
yeah, that was season one. Season one was some.
Season one was 12. Season one was 12 episodes. Season two will come out whenever, and it is scheduled to be 6 seasons.
Like I think the mon was on hold. It's either ended or like it's on pause.
No, the manhwa is done too. It's ended.
Done.
Yeah, it's done.
Okay. Well, yeah, I don't know.
I do want to see how Jinwoo goes as he gets more power because, like, you know, they kind of did say, like, you know, the more power is he going to lose it. Loses mine, I should say.
Loses mine, I could see. But I think it's a typical power fantasy anime, but people like that, so.
Yeah.
I do want to he'll just continue to grow OP with no repercussions.
Isn't that a power fantasy anime?
Oh, yeah, my fault. Sorry.
Okay. You're right. You're not paying attention. It's cool.
Well, you're right. I wasn't. I was looking at this girl on Instagram, and yeah, so my fault.
Yeah. Was there
anything? I turned into Sam.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Is there anything else? Let's see. Bronny declares for the draft, but I guess he's going to go back to college. I don't know.
Yeah, so apparently you can declare for the draft, but actually just stay in college. I didn't know that.
So what's the point of declaring for the... Oh, so this is... I get it now. You declare for the draft, you get evaluated by NBA teams, and then you say, all right, I'm taking my option out to go back and taking my option out to do for the, go to the draft and just stay back in college, which is because I tweeted that out. I was like, that's... Why would you do 1 year of college and just... You average like 3 points off the bench and go into the draft. What are you doing?
All his options, bro.
True. I'm about to say if he did that, that really told me, oh, LeBron's retiring next season. Then that nigga is done. But what else? Julius Randle is out for the season, so my Knicks playoff dreams are over, and I'm almost chugged the bottle of bleach down my throat.
Hey, don't say that, bro. Don't say that, bro.
They're a second round exit at best.
Anything can happen.
So you're telling me that
play the Boston Celtics right now, but anything happened?
Yeah, I need the Boston Celtics to break all their ACLs. I need
that's crazy.
I'm not wishing it, but that's the only chance the Knicks got.
I'm saying y'all can get to the conference finals.
They're not getting
I'm just saying they're not. I'm just saying don't run into the Boston Celtics before then. That's all I'm saying.
What happens if you run into the Bucks with just Jalen Brunson, no OG or Mitchell Robinson?
Well, hopefully you have OG.
Yeah, that's the thing. They need one of the three to come back.
You need OG. Like Mitchell Robinson's back, I think.
I don't think so. No, I think he's still out. But either way, it's still a second round exit. Julius Randle was a key offensive piece.
Hey, y'all got Isaiah Hartenstein, man. He's a strong black man.
Yeah, he is black. He is black. I saw that. He is black.
Okay, y'all got Isaiah and you got Josh, Mr. Triple Double himself, Josh Hart. So
yeah. What else there? LSU and Iowa had a great game. Averaged 12.3 million viewers. Shout out women's basketball.
That was white on white crime, bro.
Yeah. I mean, Caitlin Clark was just abusing Haley Van Leaf. I mean, just abuse, bro. She was calling for help and nobody went to help her at all. I was like, yo, please, like, double her.
If Haley said, help me. Nigga, I wouldn't be mad at her because I'm like, I see a whole bunch of niggas getting cooked right now. Help me.
It was bad, bro. She turned around the camera like, what am I supposed to do?
She said,
like, I don't.
I mean, in her face.
The thing is,
she was like Shannon Sharp.
I didn't want to say the Birdman joke against her. Like, hand in your face, baby, five Birdman track. Kayla Carter's like, yup. I didn't want to say it, but go ahead, Trayvon.
Nah, it's like the Shannon Sharp meme. Like, yo, we need the last McGar. We need the president on the phone. We need everybody, bro.
I'm about to say, I don't know why she didn't put Fly Jay Johnson on Caitlin Clark at all. I'm talking about Kim Mulkey, the head coach. Like, I was like, please put this woman on. Please put this woman on Caitlin Clark, because Fly Jay is taller and more athletic than Haley Van Leaf.
Hey, man, it's the Doc Rivers effect, man.
That's crazy. That's what it is. That's crazy.
She got that chip, and hey, she like, hey, brother, I'm good.
That's crazy. I think she's got one more season left before she probably calls it a career. So, I'm trying to think. Is there anything else in music? Oh, Big Sean did drop, but got overshadowed by Kendrick.
Bryson Tiller dropped.
Got overshadowed by J. Cole.
Bryson Tiller and Big Sean need to make a collab, man. They need to fight against us.
That'll be a trash.
It may be then. If they make a collab, maybe that Cole Kendrick collab will drop. Maybe. That's the only hope we have now.
I'm about to say, whenever Big Sean drop his book is when you know Kendrick going to drop his album. So
hey, his book?
Yeah, Big Sean making a book.
Was it one?
Yo, what if he has just giant Jhené Aiko so bad, just like over and over again? I'll read it.
I still want 2088 part two, so I don't want nothing from Sean until I get 2088 part two.
Hey, bro. I will say, to add to the whole Sean stuff, his Tiny Desk was very fire.
Top five Tiny Desk, bro. Top five Tiny Desk, and not three, not five, four, three, two. It's just one.
So am I hating if I say I turn it off?
Yes, you are hating.
Okay, my bad.
Like, how did you turn that off?
I don't know.
It's a lot of hating, brother.
Yo, you have got the, like, I think you treat Big Sean like Deku, bro. You got to stop.
I just don't understand the appeal. I got bored.
He got bored.
My fault.
He murked it. People knew the words. The band was on point. What's he want him to do? You want to do a backflip or some shit?
Even that one unreleased song he dropped was actually really good too.
So. Yes. Like, I was turning up when I heard Blessings. Like, come on.
I didn't
on.
Get that far.
Oh my God.
I think I got 5 minutes in and I realized, man, I'm listening to this. Normally I just zone out. No. That's
crazy. I hate him so much.
That's crazy. It actually was very good though. So that's all I'll say.
I believe you.
Is there anything else we need to talk about before I go to my movie?
Nothing else in my end, bro.
All right. Well, this was RT Jaws, Sam Savage, Ice Trey Mo. If you stuck around for this long, hit that like, follow button, go ahead and comment. Also, check out our brothers and sisters on various other platforms at C for Table Talk, Shoe Go High, Chaotic Culture, Inside the Mind of Blur, Couch Stealers, and various many others. I'll be putting them in our description. But
oh, yeah. Them niggas at C4 Table Talk can't beat me in Smash.
Oh, that I know.
Mari. Shout out Mari. Mari's been challenging Trayvon to Mario Kart. So he said, you're like, I'm gonna find a way.
Sure, eventually. and if I cook him bad, oh no.
I hope he's better Mario Kart than he had Smash.
I hope so too.
That's crazy.
If he's not better, it's all yours.
We get word that Trayvon lapped Mari, bro. It's like, oh damn.
he's gonna be looking like Haley.
He gonna be looking like Haley. Like, you gotta do that. It's gonna be the shrug from the bodyguard from MJ for the last day. Like,
yo, man, chill on C4 Table Talk, bro.
That's all boys.
We fuck with them, but
that's all boys.
They know what it is on the switch.
Also, I'll be headed to MomoCon. For the audience, if you will be in the ATL area or at MomoCon convention, you could find me. I will be there, RT Josh.
Yeah, he got money.
I won't say that. Stop pocket watching.
Run his pockets when you see him.
He won't be
with anybody else.
Josh, you want him to like slap it or grab it when they
see him? All right, goodbye. I'm done. Goodbye. This is Afro Anime, and we are out.